Their content has carved a permanent place in the annals of India's pop culture. Kishi, controversial, comic, call it what you may. There is no ignoring the fact that these guys have redefined funny. Now, they are recreating the feat with advertising. And their ads are crazy. Crazy to the extent of pairing Johnny Sins with Ranveer Singh to promote a sexual wellness brand.
And your Arthangani and GF will get complete satisfaction.
Or selling a credit card bill payment platform by making the following stars play the fool. Rahul Dravid.
What the fuck did you do? Hey!
Could have gone straight and taken it.
Neeraj Chopra.
Neeraj hua madham, medal le chuke sanam. Javelin, ek prem ka tha.
Javelin, meri aankhon mein. Javelin, meri saanson mein. Javelin, meri dhadkan mein. Javelin, meri baahon mein.
And my personal favorite, making a boy band of cricketing legends like Anil Kumble and Javagal Srinath.
Don't forget us because of T20s. In the 90s, we were the OGs.
We were the OGs on your CRTs. We were the OGs.
A few of the former writers of the comedy company AIB are channeling their creative genius into advertising under the banner of Moonshot. It all goes back to a call content creator Tanmay Bhatt made to Devaya Bopanna, our guest today.
So they basically asked Tanmay, and Tanmay said, yeah, let's try this out. And he called me and he said, you want to give it a shot? And I think that happened very quickly. It was the first campaign for Cred, which is Not Everyone Gets It, the audition one. So that's where we accidentally, I think, started advertising.
We spoke to him about his biggest influences, translating Care a Damn attitude in AIB content to catering to clients and making stars do silly things on screen. It's Friday, April 12th. I'm your host, Apurva Mittal, and you're listening to From LOL to ROI, Decoding Moonshot with Devaya Bopanna on The Morning Brief. One word that has always described AIB is irreverence, which sits great with internet content. The relatable subjects that they took on weddings, flights, dating, campus placements, restaurants, and social apps, and the way they executed with brazen honesty resonated with millions, at least going by the views on the videos. And then came the very controversial AIB roast.
Welcome to the AIB knockout of Arjun Kapoor and Ranveer Singh.
Roasting Arjun and Ranveer tonight in front of the who's who of Mumbai is who the f*** is who of Mumbai? Like seriously, who are you guys? Why are you all so poor and ugly? Who found you?
This one had serious repercussions, FIRs, threats, and an almost shutdown of the comedy group. But then here they are, thriving now in the ad world. Writing for the internet versus writing for the client is vastly different. We asked Devaya how they channel this USP into catering to clients.
I joined advertising in 2008 and I was in advertising till 2015. Worked with a bunch of agencies, and then I somehow felt that I was getting bored. And then I joined AIB in 2015. I was leading the writing team there. After AIB, I was doing a bunch of things. My colleagues at AIB were doing a bunch of other things. Tanmay was on his own path. And we would, sometime in 2020, when there was a pandemic, during the IPL, Cred, I think, signed an IPL sponsorship deal, and they had to do ads. And Cred was a client we had consulted for a couple of years, sometime in 2018. So they came to us and asked us, hey, would you be interested in writing something? So they basically asked Tanmay, and Tanmay said, yeah, let's try this out. And he called me and he said, you want to give it a shot? And I think that happened very quickly. It was the first campaign for Cred, which is Not Everyone Gets It, the audition one, the audition series. So yeah, so that's where we accidentally, I think, started advertising. And then after that, we kept getting a lot of brands to do ad work for. We'd say no to most of them because we were doing different things. And sometime last year, we were like, okay, if we've been picking up advertising work once in a while, and clearly there's a demand for it because a lot of people keep asking us for it, why don't we do it full time? And that's how Moonshot was born. I think technically we are a year old, but we've been on and off doing ads since 2020.
Devaya, what are the top three lessons from your AIB days that you use when it comes to advertising?
A great question. So basically, I think what AIB taught all of us is just to be interesting, no matter what. Like, you can have the most basic thing to say, but you have to say it in the most interesting way. I think that training that we did, like, we would write for about 12, 13 hours a day, every day for 3 to 4 years, written thousands of pages. So I think one is being absolutely interesting at whatever you do, I think is the filter that personally works for me. And second, I think, is the understanding of how people behave on the internet at scale and sort of modifying whatever you do to sort of place yourself in pop culture is another learning that for me personally that I take to even my advertising work now. And three, I think the most important thing is discipline. You know, like, a lot of people think AIB was just like sitting around having fun writing. So it's so hard to write humor. And we would write like pages and pages and pages daily. There have been times we'd write, imagine each draft is about 10 pages long. And we are into the 8th draft of a particular sketch. And then maybe then we realize it's not working and then just drop it. So that discipline to sit and write for long and to understand that you have to work for 12 hours or whatever time that you're working continuously at a particular problem, and then having the ability to say after 1.5 weeks that none of this is working, let's restart again. I think that sort of makes you very brave as a creative person. And also, like, you know, you don't let stress get to you because you're like, hey, I've been in this situation before where after like writing probably 8 drafts into 10, 80 pages, we have trashed it and restarted because it's not worked and we have managed to crack it. So I think these are like, for me personally, like, three big lessons that I take even today to my advertising work.
So what is the difference when it comes to writing for your own YouTube channel versus writing for a client?
Like, obviously, we need to understand the medium. This is advertising work. Like, there's a brand commissioning. You're building a brand. You're not building your channel. You're not building your profile. You're building the brand. So I think if the brand doesn't need to have any take on, like, current affairs, it should not have a take on current affairs. And you should understand the brand's target audience, what they would enjoy and what they would not. If, for example, there is something that they don't enjoy and but you enjoy, you do not force that into that brand or you do not force that into that work. It will never work. So I think just remaining, being cognizant about these things help us, but it's not a big sacrifice like when we're working on brand work. For me, I look at it personally as like, okay, someone is putting in so much money into our ideas to make sure it is seen by a few hundred million people. Like, what more of a bigger high can you get? And then, I mean, you try in all cases to make sure with this you place your work in pop culture. I think this is, for me, the biggest high.
Coming to your work, Devaya, what are some of the largest influences on you personally?
Definitely Piyush Pandey. Humor in 30 seconds, being interesting in 30, 40 seconds. Like the Fevicol ad, the fisherman ad. I think you play that ad, like, say, you know, 30 years from now, it'll still work. I mean, I look up to a lot of comedy writing, like Key and Peele, SNL, and, you know, for a few years, College Humor. I don't think they're around today, but College Humor is a huge influence. And also a lot of low-budget funny movies that were made in India and, like, abroad. For example, what Anurag Kashyap did with Dev D, where he just taught everyone that, like, hey, you don't need, like, crazy budgets. You just need crazy ideas and you can go do something and, like, make it work. So I think people like that and content like that really inspired me to a large extent.
When the first Cred ads were released about 4 years ago, the ads in some way became more popular than the brand itself. And the brand has been known to release some of the most outlandish ads ever since, all thanks to Moonshot. Here's Bopanna on the collaboration.
I think the clients just trusted us blindly and they took a punt. They gave us all the freedom in the world. And it's just insane to have clients like that. And said, just go crazy, but just ensure it stands out. I think that was pretty much the one-line brief. The first series, I think, was pretty self-explanatory because you needed a credit score of 750 to be on Cred. So not everyone could get on Cred. So it was the same thing. So the campaign was called Not Everyone Gets It. And we thought, like, what if, you know, you could be the biggest superstars in the country, but you might not be, you know, sort of getting in on Cred. So you're auditioning to be part of the Cred ad itself. So a little meta that way.
I think with Cred ads, one thing that really jumps out is the fact that you make these big stars do silly things one cannot imagine them doing in the real life. How do you really convince them to make a fool of themselves on screen?
See, they understand what is happening, obviously. And I think they are smart enough that to now on the internet, the minute you address your shortcomings or you address a meme that's based on you, you automatically become extremely likable to everyone. So in a way, it's you being your true, vulnerable, authentic self out there gets you a lot more love. You know, they understand that and they're smart enough to get it. And basically, so many times I just feel no one's asked them, you know, to do something like this. So I think that plays a big role because no one's asked them to like do this or no one sent them a funny script around this particular subject. So I think that's why they agree instantly to do it. Very rarely have we had to like convince anyone. Most of the times they find it funny and they understand that like, okay, being addressing something about yourself and putting it out there, the internet is going to love you far more for that because you're being authentic while you're doing it.
The agency has become the talk of the town again for bringing together an international porn star, Johnny Sins, Bollywood actor Ranveer Singh, all in the backdrop of a K-drama setting, and I'm not talking about Korean.
If you ask me, it's a generational brief. You don't get briefs like that often, where you have a men's sexual wellness brand being backed and starring one of probably the biggest Indian superstar. So you have these two worlds coming together. And that is pretty much a lot of the battle won. So the risk is to make sure, like, you know, how can you now, you have these two crazy things coming together. Now you really have to, how can you now up this? So the pressure over there is to be really ridiculous and at the same time, educative and fun about the product. So I think the process was pretty much like, what are ridiculous things that can happen when Ranveer and like a sexual wellness brand come together? So, you know, we had a bunch of ideas. One was the K-Serial and the other is the tele-shopping that, you know, you guys have seen. And Ranveer, obviously, he's also the co-founder. So technically, he's a client for us. So, and I think, again, the best client ever. All freedom. And he was pretty active in like during the writing process as well. Brainstorming, sitting, giving his inputs, his thoughts. You know, so I think all those helped, you know, to have the leading phase also be part of the creation and the ideation of it. So I think those things really helped in sort of making it really pop.
What was the most difficult Cred ad to pull off, you know, in terms of convincing the person to act in a certain way? Would it be Rahul Ravid?
No, actually, Ravid was the easiest, to be honest. Obviously, he's like one of the smartest people around. He immediately got what we're going for. And I think he just like delivered on every front. I think the most difficult probably would be like, say, Neeraj Chopra. Because he was so new then. All right, he had just won the gold. And there was very little content around him. You didn't even know how he can speak. You didn't have enough evidence that he can act, right? Because he'd not done too many ads. Probably, I don't think he'd done any ads. So, and he came across as a very shy sportsman. So I think that was like a little challenge because you write this whole thing and then you're like, hey, can he pull it off? But then I think after like the first 2-3 takes, he got the hang of it. And then there was no stopping him. So that was probably like a little bit of moment before you went on set. You're not sure how it's going to land. But then thankfully it landed.
Their ads in recent past have also received some criticism for being gimmicky and viral, but not building sustainable brand loyalty. One comment on the Bolcare ads read, "If not sales, curiosity for the brand should be the minimum output of a campaign. Otherwise, this is a sketch, not advertising." We asked Devaya's thoughts on this.
I leave the judgment to the clients, honestly. And if you look at our track record, like if what we're doing is not working for them, then they would not come back to us. We've probably done about 20-odd films for Cred over the last 4 years. Then we've done about 3 campaigns for Meesho, 3 campaigns for Lenskart. So most of the work that we've done on clients are like work that has always come back to us from the same clients. So if the case was that it's not working for them business-wise, they wouldn't be repeating the same mistake. Obviously, I'm extremely involved with the clients on how the work is performing for them. So from what I'm hearing and the fact that they keep coming back to us, I think it's doing well for them, I'm hoping. In fact, I think even Bolcare, I think this is on record, so I think we can discuss this, where I think they went up 10x in their sales after the last ad went out, the first ad. So yeah, it's clearly the business is working. Otherwise, they won't be coming back to us again and again.
It is an attention game at the end of the day. Brands, people, reels, everyone is trying to get a few seconds of our eye time. So the team applies certain filters to their productions.
One thing that we've always realized is if there is a basic human insight said in the most interesting way, people will obviously like sort of pause and watch it. That is one. Second is like we have filters like one, if this particular idea on this Word doc gets made, what would people say while they are sharing it? Like, you know, if, for example, that is a very easy thing, like it hits all of us immediately, then you know the idea is working. So if we were to share this own idea, what would we say? Right? Like that, you know, we obviously use filters like this, and our learnings while writing content, you know, from 2015 for the internet helps like understanding which bucket to crack and also how to craft scripts to ensure that every few seconds there is something new that's happening to sort of hook the audience into even a 30-40 second piece of content.
How do you feel when your agency's body of work is compared to a veteran like Piyush Pandey?
I think it's extremely unfair. And also, like, he's a legend. No one can be compared to him. He's got, like, probably, what, like, 3-4 decades worth of work across every range of emotion, from, like, emotional work to fun, to lyric, brilliant lyric writing, patriotism, bringing the country together. I don't think anyone's ever done that. I don't think anyone can ever do that.
Devaya and co. are up against advertising giants for their business. To stay in the game, the agency must consistently outdo itself, a fact that they understand. Fortunately, staying relevant is their strong suit, a skill Devaya and Tanmay have perfected over the years with their content. That's it for today. You were listening to this episode on The Morning Brief. It was produced by Vinay Joshi, and our sound designer is Rajas Nayak. The Morning Brief drops every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the platform of your choice. Keep listening. From the Economic Times, this is Apurva Mittal signing off. Have a good weekend. All external clips used in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits are mentioned in the description.